What is perhaps surprising, or certainly revealing by the report, that the major cause of death relate to a number of health aspects, malnutrition, dysentery, malaria. And there are solutions out there, very cost-effective solutions. It doesn't cost a lot of money. Bed nets, we've seen in some countries, I think Rwanda reduced the incidence of malaria something over 60% by making widespread circulation of bed nets. I've been working recently in DRC, and this is a major objective there. Malaria is a banal disease, which is a major killer. The people who are most affected by the climate change are the poorest communities. And indeed, by going ahead and pushing for the goals of development, the Millennium Development Goals, and for these populations, which we should be doing anyway, they will be helping reduce the kind of figures that are less staring us in the face. What we have seen is that there are many opportunities out there, and that in relation to the need, very little has been done. There have been resources discussed for adaptation, but releasing even of the funds that are available has been a major problem. We're now at COP16, and many people, most people indeed, are very disappointed with what came out of Copenhagen. Expectations have been lowered for COP16. We're already talking about COP17. It is a process, of course, but so little has been achieved when you consider the extent of the problem, so it's very hard to say that the political will is there. When you have a consensus, almost total consensus, with a few minor exceptions amongst the scientific community on the importance of this, and the public opinion, alas, is so far behind, this is being and continues to be a problem. We hope that this report will make a contribution to this debate in getting people to understand that climate change is real, it's about people, it's happening now, it is going to happen, and there's no time to lose.